Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Are you looking for land for farming, grazing, fishing, or camping? Well, each October, Oklahoma land is leased for agricultural farming and grazing, as well as outdoor sports and recreational use. Tuesday, October 17th, auctions will be held at the Elk City Convention Center at 10 a.m., where Caddo, Greer, Harmon, Kiowa, Roger Mills, and Ouachita County tracts will be auctioned. Wednesday, October 18th, 10 a.m., the school land auctions move to Stillwater at the Payne County Fairgrounds. Tracts in Logan, Noble, Pawnee, and Payne counties will be auctioned. And the final auction for the year on Thursday, October 19th at 10 a.m. at the Shawnee Expo Center. Tracts for Canadian, Garvin, Lincoln, McLean, Oklahoma, and Pottawatomie counties will be auctioned. For more information, visit www.clo.ok.gov or call 1-888-35-LANDS. Ag lease auctions are a great opportunity for grazing, farming, or fishing, and the money benefits Oklahoma education.
Well, exciting news in the name of broadband for Oklahoma, as it looks like funding has been made available for close to 300,000 households in need of broadband in the state. I had the opportunity to visit with OSU's Brian Whitaker about an update on the broadband in Oklahoma.
Sure. So we've held a series of events where we try to listen to people that are struggling with on the ground, you know, broadband issues. And Director Sanders with the Oklahoma Broadband Office has kind of headed those up. And we have heard that the people who tend to show up to those meetings are the ones that don't have good broadband. And so we have absolutely heard that. We know the approximate number of households across the state that need better broadband service. We actually have it's close to 300,000 that we're trying to help. And we finally have some money to help those specific households. So just a couple days ago, the first chunk of that money, the portal for the first chunk of that money closed. Mm-hmm. And so we had providers submit their documents about how many houses they were going to serve, how much money they thought it would take to get there. And then the broadband office's job in the coming weeks is going to be to evaluate each of those proposals and figure out, of this about $400 million, who are we going to fund and how many of those 300,000 households are we going to be able to help?
With about $400 million available through the Broadband Equity Access and Deployment Department in the coming weeks, Whitaker said the broadband office will be evaluating proposals and deciding who will be funded.
So the good news is this is just the first chunk of money that's coming. So the decisions about that first roughly $400 million will be made in the coming weeks. That money will be start to be expended in early 24, and those networks will be built. They got to be built by 2026, so that, you know, a couple of years they will be the money will be spent. There will be lines in the ground.
Whitaker urges individuals who see unserved or underserved locations in their county on the broadband map to reach out to their local provider or a local electric cooperative and inform them. Well, Dr. Daryl Peel, Oklahoma State University Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist, says total beef production in the U.S. is down 5.2% year over year through the first three quarters of the year. Non-fed beef production includes beef from cows and bulls and makes up an average of 16-17% of total beef production over time. Non-fed beef production has averaged 16.5% of total beef production thus far in 2023 and is down around 6.1% for the year to date. Through the end of September, total cow slaughter also down 5.4% with 4.4% increase in dairy cow slaughter, partially offsetting a 13% year-over-year decline in beef slaughter. Cow carcass weights are down as well, averaging around 3.8 pounds lighter this year compared to last year. Bull slaughter also down 6.1% year over year through September, and bull carcass weights are down by 5.6 pounds compared to a year ago. Bull beef makes up an average of about 10% of total non-fed beef. You've got farm news on Ron. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contract, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.com. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.